Welcome to Regeneration. My name is Noah. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from an addiction to pornography and people pleasing. Hey, guys. And this week, I'm gonna drop something on you, okay, guys? This week, drunkenness. So this weekend, my wife and I, we had plans. We little family tradition that we have. We like to celebrate Christmas. We go to the Dallas Symphony Orchestra. It's kind of a big deal, and we get dressed up and get fancy, and got to buy tickets in August, and so it's kind of a fancy deal, a big deal. And so my recovery, pornography was a big thing. It absolutely controlled my life for a number of years, and so I've got pretty specific boundaries in place when it comes to pornography. But there's other things that I'm like, hey, I think I have freedom in Christ to enjoy that. The scripture doesn't say it's a sin. And so I'm gonna go to dinner, I'm gonna have a drink, and that's okay. But here's what the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 6. It says everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but I will not be dominated by anything. And the truth of it is, guys, I was dominated on Saturday night. We went out, we went to dinner. I had too many. I wasn't thinking. In my pride, I was like, oh, I'm a big guy. It's no big deal. I can handle this. And by the end of the night, my wife had to drive me home. And I'm embarrassed and ashamed to say I was not in control of myself. I was being dominated by alcohol. I wanted to share that with you guys for a few reasons, right? Number one, because there's a saying that says we're only as sick as our secrets, right? And when we hold stuff in, we give the devil an opportunity to just twist the knife and to incite fear and shame and to whisper lies that, hey, all that stuff is a lie, right? Like you're the recovery pastor. And here you are, look at you, right? Seriously? And those lies grow when we don't share them. And so I wanted you guys to know that because, frankly, I'm susceptible to those lies. And I don't want to be. I don't want to be ruled by that. But also because, as Paul later says in 1 Corinthians, he says, this is in chapter 11. He says, follow me as I follow Christ. And guys, as the director of men's recovery here at Watermark, I was not leading. I was not worthy to be followed, and I was not following Christ in that moment. For failing to lead you all and for failing just to model what it is, I wanted to say, I am sorry, and will you guys forgive me for failing you as my friends and my brothers and sisters in Christ? And here's the deal, guys. It wasn't my plan, right? I mean, like I said, I think there's freedom here, so I'm just going to go have fun with my wife. It's going to be a great night. That wasn't my plan. I didn't set out to get drunk and then to have to have my bride drive me home. And then when I hit the pillow, the room is spinning and I'm like, man, I need a bucket because I don't know what's going to happen, right? And seriously, that wasn't my plan. And yet that is the reality. That's what happened to me. That's what I did to myself. And so I want to read briefly. This is the scripture that I talked about last week, if you were here. This is what the angels pronounced over the shepherds, okay? So it'll be on the screen behind me. But it says, the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. And so I talked about this last week, but I want you to, I came back here specifically because I think there's a lesson here for us. So here's my encouragement to you and here's my challenge, okay? So the encouragement is, look at this picture. You've got a multitude of the heavenly hosts, right? Okay, those are words we don't usually use. This is a huge crowd of the angelic army, right? These are the ones that go and carry out God's purposes, right? They come to bring messages. They also come to obliterate sinners, right? And here is this massive army that is staring at us. And he has every right to completely annihilate us because of our rebellion and our sin and our transgression. But as Paul says in 2 Corinthians, God is not counting our sins against us. No, he is reconciling the world to us. They say, we haven't come here to destroy you. No, we have come to bring you God's peace. That is shalom. That is blessing. God is saying, I could come here and destroy you, but I want to bless you. And so guys, my encouragement is, many of you have had mistakes like that, right? This past week, where you said, man, I said I would never go back there, and I did. Or I gave myself a little bit too much freedom, and here's what happened, right? My encouragement is that God's not angry with you. He's not gonna destroy you and obliterate you. Rather, he's coming to bring you his peace, and he is pleased with you. And my challenge is, confess that tonight, okay? When you go to your step study, or when you go to groundwork, or even if you're here for the first time tonight, share that. I never thought I would go here, right? I said I would never do this again. I said today, yesterday was the last time, and I've done it already. Share that. And then the second thing I'm going to challenge you with is, we're going to go places from here, right? Next week is Christmas Eve, next Monday. And what's crazy is around the holidays, liquor sales spike, okay? Traffic to porn websites skyrockets. We get stressed out with work demands, with holiday parties, with buying gifts, and then you got family drama that enters into all that. And people are looking, right? They're looking for something, something to give them peace. And so be aware of that, right? If you don't have a plan like I didn't, then you're going to walk into that. And so be aware of that and challenge yourself. Share that with your group tonight. Share that and let them speak into that. Invite them into that. Say, hey, I know I'm going to be tempted in this way next Tuesday night. So will somebody please call me? If you don't hear from me by Tuesday at 10 p.m., I know it's Christmas. Will you text me? Okay, because I commit now to be sober until then. So guys, know that you're loved. Know that, know that we love you, and know that God is not mad at you. So we're so glad you're here.